Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Okay. All right. Week 14 is over. Did you make the playoffs? Did you make the playoffs, guys? No, not you. I know what happened to you.
I did not.
I'm asking the people if they made the playoffs or not. This is a big week. You know, a lot of people are tilting this morning. A lot of people upset. You know, especially after last night's game. That game was weird. Not the game that a lot of people wanted. It was just injury after injury after injury. There's like literally one player that did well. That's it. James Conner. That was it. Everybody else shit the bed or got hurt. It's a rough morning for a lot of people. But for some, they squeaked into the playoffs. Like myself, even though I caught the L yesterday, I still squeaked in because I had just a handful of points more than Zach.
Yes.
And that's the only reason why I squeaked into that sixth seed, even though, you know, I didn't get it in the most gracious way.
You got your ticket, so that's what counts. I don't think I could have done anything differently. So this was just a bad twist of fate. That's how it goes sometimes. I'm not butthurt about it. In our followers league, I'm 10-4. So
you are. I missed the playoffs in that one.
Yeah. So I'm going to hang my hat on that one there. I mean, that team wasn't that good. I think I just got some good matchups in that league. But
no, I hear you. I'm pretty sure I missed the playoffs in that one. Let me see. Did I? No. Wait, did I make the playoffs?
Yeah. Hold on. You did. At 6-8.
Oh, I didn't, dude. I lost yesterday so badly. I didn't realize I made the playoffs. Wow, I'm so lucky, dude. I'm the luckiest guy. I squeaked in on that one too. Oh man, I'm so lucky. It's over.
We'll see if it carries over through the playoffs.
I don't think so. In that league, you have a pretty good team. You have a pretty good team in that one.
It's
so,
all right.
Listen, I hope, you know, if you listen to this podcast, I hope that you made the playoffs. I know that everybody can, but we're hoping that you guys can stick around for the rest of the year. Even if you didn't make the playoffs, kind of just keep paying attention to what's going on. This is the Waiver Wire show. And if you listen to the Waiver Wire show, hopefully you need a Waiver Wire pickup so you can make it to the next round going into next week's. Now, if you got a first round bye, that's awesome. You know, good for you. I'm jealous. Yep. But all you got to focus on is week 15. Don't worry about the matchups in week 16. You don't have to worry about the matchups in week 15. You kind of go from there. So, yeah, man. Listen, like, if you didn't make the playoffs, guys, you know, I get it. You know, it's not the end of the world. You know, keep watching football. Keep paying attention. But it is what it is. Sometimes it happens. You know, it's a game. It's why we play. Okay? I feel like I got to get that out the way before we before we go.
Somebody but
the game
has last to night, lose.
Dude, I know somebody has to lose. What a weird game, dude. Like, not the type of game you'd hope for. Like, if you needed some points, right, to win your championship, you know, if you needed a quiet game from these guys to get you in, then you probably got it, unless you were going up against James Conner. And by the way, James Conner was on the field for 71 of 75 offensive snaps last night. And, you know, the amount of love that I was giving James Conner before this season, like, it looked completely unwarranted. But maybe that will end up actually helping people win their league, or at least help them make the playoffs last night. So, you know, maybe, you know, that's what I'm going to hang my head on as well, right? So that would all be worth it. Like, if James Conner comes in and ends up being a league winner for people, like, it's going to be like, all right, you know, I don't feel as bad.
This
you know,
is what we were talking about. The beginning of the season. Yeah, no, he was a little banged up earlier this season too. So
For sure. He was banged up and, like, I don't know, the offense wasn't as good as we thought it was going to be. He wasn't involved in the passing game as much. A little bit of a, you know, not a split backfield, but he wasn't getting like 95% of the snaps like he's getting now, which is going to help him. You know, hopefully he can stay healthy. And, you know, if he does, he's going to be very, very solid for you. High in RB2 the rest of the way. But the big story of the night, man, Kyler Murray tearing his ACL, brutal injury. You know, hopefully he can make a recovery soon. You have to think that this injury will impact his value in 2023. But hey, like, at least he got paid this offseason, right? Like, glad that happened for him. But the rest of this season, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, Hollywood Brown, you know, Rondell Moore, when he's back, this offense takes a hit, man. You know, these guys can be fine. But, like, Hopkins is probably just a wide receiver too, you know, at best. Mm-hmm. You know, and Hollywood is probably like a high-end wide receiver three, maybe. Colt McCoy was lost yesterday, you know, and Cliff Kingsbury didn't do anything to help him out. I don't think it's almost like Colt McCoy didn't prepare like at all. But the problem was that the Patriots, what happens is, like, you get into a negative game script. You know, the Patriots know that you have to pass the ball, and they're just going to pass rush on every single play. And, you know, that's why we like targeting fantasy defenses who have a, you know, who are favored by a ton, because at the end of the game, you get like 3-4 sacks, you know, that could lead to turnovers.
Yeah, Josh Uche had that himself, I think, last night. It was 3 sacks for him. So I'm not surprised.
Like, in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah. So Colt McCoy, you say he looked unprepared. Yeah, it's kind of what I expect. You know, he's a backup quarterback, and I'm not really a big Colt McCoy guy in the first place. You know, he's a backup quarterback. That's what he's going to do. So yeah, everybody on this offense takes a hit, except maybe, like you said, James Conner. I think James Conner can retain, you know, his value at least somewhat, because the ground game looks like it's going to be what's working for them. And James Conner, like you said, he got that rollback that we wanted him to have coming into the season. He has that again. So hopefully he can keep stranglehold on that and things don't get too out of hand for him. But as far as receivers, definitely DeAndre Hopkins. He had 11 targets. He caught 7 of them, but just for 79 yards. So he wasn't doing his thing. He had that fumble too, which was bad. I don't think that's going to affect him moving forward. It's not like they're going to give him less snaps. But this offense isn't going to be very good the rest of the way. They're definitely, if they're not mathematically already eliminated, I'm not sure, they're not making the playoffs. So there's really going to be no reason for them, you know, be trying too hard. I mean, unless it's just, you know, for you know, something to hang your hat on this season. But
it's simply Cliff Kingsbury's job. It's Cliff Kingsbury's job at this point. That's it. And he's probably going to get fired after this year.
If you're the Cardinals players, maybe you recognize that. Maybe you just keep losing. You know what I'm saying? Let's get him out of there. Just someone competent. And yeah, as far as Kyler Murray goes with that injury, that's definitely going to impact his stock. We're going to be talking about the injury, you know, once June rolls around and, you know, offseason training activities are starting and all that stuff. Kyler Murray, I'm not sure if he's even going to be ready for week one, because these, you know, injuries, they tend to be like 9, 10, 11 month injuries, almost a year, right? So if you add 9 months to now, I mean, that takes us right up to kickoff next season. And that's just a best case scenario.
Yeah, for a quarterback, you know, he might be able to get back, but you have to understand that rushing upside is going to take a hit for sure, at the very least.
That's no question.
Now, next week they have Denver, okay? So it's a little bit of a tough matchup for these wide receivers. And, It's a really tough matchup, actually. Now, the good thing is that one thing to remember is that Hopkins went up against San Francisco in week 11 with Colt McCoy and went 9 for 91 on 12 targets. So it wasn't terrible. Hollywood wasn't there, though, right? So targets are going to be distributed a little bit. So, you know, at least Colt McCoy has shown that he can get the ball to his guys if he has to, even in a tough matchup. So don't I wouldn't go completely off of DeAndre Hopkins next week.
No.
Coming up.
Like you said, so he's a wide receiver too.
There's not a whole lot of upside.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Like, what else happened? Oh, of course, Ramondre Stevenson. Ramondre Stevenson, obviously, you know, people were expecting a big game. It was a good matchup. You know, he left the game with an ankle injury. He came back. He had like a bunch of targets thrown his way for like the three snaps that he was in there for, and then he had to leave again. He couldn't hold up on that ankle. So after the game, you know, he was asked whether he would play next week, and he said he hopes so. So there's no guarantee. So, which is no surprise why Damian Harris would be at the top of our waiver wire list this week. So, and once we get into that, we'll talk more about that. But yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, Ramondre Stevenson, you know, he was in line to win a lot of people their weeks and, you know, push them into the playoffs, but didn't work out. And it does suck. And hopefully, you know, if you did make the playoffs and you have Ramondre, the hope is that he does end up making his way back next week. But he's not the guy that you want to get hurt right now, because he's been literally carrying teams for this entire season.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And he was doing really good. It was really disappointing because, you know, we said the work that he got in the few snaps that he had was, you know, right on pace with what he was getting the rest of the season and when he's been producing so well. So I feel like when he comes back, I feel like it's going to be in season. I don't think it was that bad. He tried to come back and play on it. Maybe he plays next week. I'm not sure. We're going to have to see. But even if he does miss time, whenever he comes back, I'm not worried about him not reclaiming that role. I mean, I don't think there's anything Damian Harris is going to do.
No.
I mean, unless he goes for like 200 yards in each of these next few games, I think Ramondre Stevenson is going to have the same role they had. So there's no worries for me. It's just you're not going to have him for the most important games of the year. He's got
even if he does, even if he does get like 400 yards in the next two games without Ramondre, I feel like Ramondre would go right back into his role, because that's just how much Bill Belichick likes him, loves him, actually, because he never played a workhorse like he did, he does with Ramondre. So unfortunate there. Obviously, Damian Harris would be the pickup, and then, you know, honestly, you know, between I like Pierre Strong, man. You know, we talked about Pierre Strong this offseason. You know, he played in the FCS. He was a very efficient runner, especially his freshman year. You know, and, you know, he's a guy who didn't play against great competition. And once he got a full workload in college last year as a junior, you know, his efficiency definitely went down. But he's exciting to watch, man. And we saw him yesterday. We saw his speed, you know, come into play yesterday. And he also got the goal line carry, too. So, you know, if Damian Harris can't go, he didn't practice all week last week. So it's possible that Damian Harris is out again also. So we might have to depend on these other guys. I think it'll be more of a split, you know, if neither of those guys go. But if I were to pick one of those guys in the Patriots backfield who's left, it would probably be Pierre Strong.
Yeah, that's really who you have to go with. I mean, you know,
I would say so.
Pierre Strong, he looked better last night. And obviously, you know, Kevin Harris was all right. But Pierre Strong, he had that 44-yard run. And then he obviously had the touchdown to go with it and two catches. You know, Kevin Harris didn't get any targets. So it looks like that role, if there's any pass catching, might go to him. It could change. We haven't seen either of these guys, you know, pretty much all year a whole lot. So it'll be interesting to see how they're used. But yeah, just early, I agree with you. I would go with Pierre Strong if I had to pick up one of the two. Kevin Harris, do you think you could get away with like, picking him up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he did run more routes than Pierre Strong, but it looks like it was more of a hot hand approach where Pierre Strong looked good to start the second half, and then he stayed in. You know, when the injury initially happened, it was Kevin Harrison there, right, in the first half, and then in the second half, it was more Pierre Strong, and I think it was more of a hot hand situation where it's like, you know, whoever comes in and does their thing, he's going to get the snaps, and that's what happened. Pierre Strong ended up, you know, doing his thing. So I think that's going to continue on to next week if Damian Harris can't go. And remember, Damian Harris, you know, he has a quad injury, so maybe he won't be at 100% and they don't want to give him a full workload.
Yeah, that's possible. True.
So yeah, hopefully you were able to overcome all that from last night.
It was a mess.
It was a mess, man. Deebo Samuel, he has an MCL sprain and an ankle sprain. So it's not a high ankle sprain. It's not an ACL. So good news, but he has two injuries right now that he has to overcome. Yeah. So there's a chance. They're saying that there's a chance he comes back for week 17, which would be our championship, fantasy championship week. But I wouldn't hold out hope. You know, it's possible that they hold him out. Like if the 49ers, if they're good for the playoffs, you know, if there's not a whole lot of seeding that could change, they might just hold him out, you know, and wait. But remember, the NFL season goes up until week 18. So just keep that in mind, right? Like week 17 is still, you know, a pretty like important week for most NFL teams. If you, unless you're the Eagles, you know, who have only one loss, right? So just keep that in mind. I wouldn't drop him, but I would, you know, I wouldn't depend on him, you know, for my championship week.
No, especially with the injury, the way that he was producing too, you know, even when he was healthy, it wasn't fantastic. You could start other guys over him and be all right. So if he's going to be coming back and he might not be 100%, like you said, dealing with two injuries, that would be grounds for me to kind of leave him on my bench unless I absolutely needed to start him. Like, I'm sure there are other options that people have on their championship rosters, you know, especially with the bye weeks done and over with, that they could get away with starting somebody over him. So I'm pretty much proceeding, if I'm a team in the playoffs, which I'm not, but I'm pretty much proceeding with Deebo Samuel as if he's not really going to be playing the rest of the season.
Well, you know, with the whole injury situation and the quarterback situation too with Brock Purdy, I feel like, you know, Deebo's role, you know, was set to increase, and we kind of saw that, you know, to start the game last week. So
yeah,
if I had Deebo, I was excited for the rest of the year. Like, his upside just increased, his floor just increased. And I was looking forward to that. I would have been looking forward to it. I didn't have Deebo on many teams, but it's a situation where, you know, I wish, you know, that didn't happen, because he would have been a solid, I think, wide receiver two, low end wide receiver two, rest of year. But, you know, unfortunately, now you're going to have to find another option. And maybe Brandon and you can kind of step up, and him and Brock Purdy maybe can get a little bit of a rapport going for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Brandon Ayuk didn't look bad with Brock Purdy. I mean, he didn't have the target share like he had with Jimmy Garoppolo, but he didn't look bad. He had that one long catch, I know, for the touchdown. So we'll see how it goes. There's something to work with there.
I think so. DJ Dallas practiced on a limited basis on Monday. Kenneth Walker as well. They didn't actually practice. It was just an estimated practice report. They're playing on Thursday night. If Kenneth Walker suits up, you know, it's a tough decision that you have to make, because he's going up against the 49ers and he's banged up. So it's like, what do you do, right? It's a tough situation. You know, I'm not going to rank him as like a top 15 guy this week.
No.
Unless he gets a full practice in today, then maybe. But he'll probably be ranked somewhere between 16 and 20, if that.
Yeah. We've seen the 49ers defense to shut teams down. The Seahawks offense is good, but it's really been the passing game that's been getting it done for them. And, you know, Kenneth Walker, he was good, but he kind of came down to earth a little bit the past few weeks before he got injured.
He's just a touchdown machine, pretty much. Yeah, that's about it.
That's what it is. Yeah, so he scores a lot of touchdowns. But against the 49ers, like you said, and then he's coming up. He's a little bit banged up. If he does play, there's no guarantee that he does play. I mean, I might have him ranked like 20, maybe a low-end RB2 for the week. I think that's about right. You could maybe make an argument that he should be a little bit higher, maybe, if he comes back and, like you said, if he does have that full practice and he plays. But I think that you have to, you know, kind of take into account the matchup here. The defense has just been stifling for the 49ers, so I'm not sure how much success you can expect this team to have against them, especially on a short week.
A couple of more injury updates. Jeff Wilson, he's day-to-day with his hip injury, so it doesn't seem like a serious hip injury. He might end up playing this upcoming week. You know, monitor that, because Raheem Mostert would be a great start if Jeff Wilson can't go. DJ Moore, he has a knee sprain, and he's day-to-day. Apparently, it's nothing significant, so it's possible that he's back and can play this past week. Unfortunately, he didn't have a good week even before he went out this past week. T. Higgins, he's day-to-day. Tyler Boyd is also day-to-day. Lovie Smith says he's unsure about Damian Pierce's status going into next week. Mike White, he's day-to-day with a rib injury as well. So many damn injuries, Jesus Christ. That's it. But I think with Tyler Boyd, apparently, it's possible that he misses a week or two, according to Tom Pelissero. So just keep that in mind, you know, if you're deciding, you know, between like some of these low end flex options in a deep league.
Right. And Mike, our producer, you know, he just put in, he's telling us that there are sources saying that Dameon Pierce has a high ankle sprain. They're calling it that, and they could miss a week or two. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. We're not sure what Lovie Smith said, but if he does miss time, you know, obviously you're not going to be starting him, but it doesn't look like you should expect to have him in your lineup at least next week. If it is the case, you know, a high ankle sprain, something like that.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.